This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we're going to visit with resource conservationist for the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District, Chris Reynolds. Chris stopped by yesterday, and we talked about a couple meetings happening next week, as well as their spring fish sale.
We are having a nutrient loss reduction strategy meeting in conjunction with the Montgomery County Farm Bureau and the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, as well as the Montgomery and Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation Districts. And so the meeting will be held over in Litchfield at the Lincolnland Community College facility on Monday, March 14th. The meeting will start around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we hope to be out of there around 4 o'clock. We've got a couple good speakers lined up to talk about the nutrient loss reduction strategy.
What are going to be some of the things covered there? I know nutrient loss reduction strategy, but who are the speakers going to be?
Well, we're going to try to cover, you know, the nutrient loss reduction strategy itself and hopefully show what is in the strategy. It is a voluntary conservation effort that was released this past July here in the state of Illinois. It does not ask for any new regulations or anything like that, but it's a voluntary effort. So it shows what some of the current nutrient losses are for nitrates and phosphorus here in the state of Illinois, and what some of the best management practices are that we can utilize to help reduce that nutrient loss. So the first part of the meeting is going to look at the strategy itself, and then the second part of the meeting, we're going to be looking at some of the best management practices. And we focused a lot in a lot of our meetings over the years on cover crops, which is a essential best management practice for this strategy. But we're going to kind of step back and take a look at some of the edge of field practices like drainage water management. And so I know that's something we've talked about before, and drainage water management is something that we can look at to potentially reduce some of the nitrates that are leaving our fields. We've got a lot of tile systems that are going in and have went in over the past several years. So it's kind of taking a look at what we can add to those tile systems if we already have an existing system, how we can manage it better, but also look at, you know, if we're looking at putting a new tile system in, how we can utilize these drainage water management structures.
And speaking directly to that drainage water management, you are going to be doing samples.
Yeah, so we also have an opportunity. We've partnered with Illinois Council on Best Management Practices and Illinois Corn Growers to offer nitrate water testing for tile drainage, watersheds, surface runoff, nearby streams, any type of surface water. We can test for nitrate levels. And really the focus is going to be on the tile outlets and looking at those. This is a free, confidential testing that we can do. We're going to offer this at the meeting as well, so you can bring your samples. They need to be about 8 ounces of water. You need to keep them cool, keep them refrigerated. Preferably, you know, take those samples within 48 hours of bringing those to us. If you want to calculate the amount of flow that's coming from that tile line, we can also equate that back to how many pounds of nitrogen you're potentially losing in a day. So just basically take a bucket and record how long it takes to fill that bucket up, and we can do the calculations for you. So we're going to offer that at the meeting, and we're also going to be having open houses starting tomorrow and then all the way through the month of July on the second Thursday of the month. You can bring those samples into our office at any time during that day, and we will run those for you, kind of give you an idea of what your nitrate and ammonium levels are in that water. And we do not keep any of those results. Those are all for you to collect. And if you want to, you know, take a closer look at those, you can. So it kind of give you an idea, a little bit of a snapshot of what's going on at the moment in time with your tile line.
And the meeting on Monday, that is open to anyone with an interest, correct?
Right. Anybody can go to that meeting. Anybody that wants to, that's interested in what the strategy has in it, wants to learn more about drainage water management, CJ Liddell from Montgomery County NRCS is also going to be on hand to talk about some of the programs that are available to maybe address some of the best management practices on your farm and look at take a closer look at CSP and EQIP programs that maybe we can potentially make applications for.
Another meeting that's happening actually on the following day, on Tuesday, you said you've got a Lake Lou Yeager Resource Planning Committee meeting. So share with us what's going to be happening there.
Yeah, so the Lake Lou Yeager Resource Planning Committee is going to meet at 7 p.m. on March 15th. That's Tuesday evening. We're also going to be out at the Lincoln Land facility that evening. We will have a representative from the Illinois EPA there talking about the TMDL study, as well as potential 319 grant opportunities that might be available for the watershed. And so the City of Litchfield and the Lake Resource Planning Committee has been meeting quarterly over the past year or so and looking at developing a resource plan for that lake to hopefully potentially put us in line for some funding to look at some projects down the road. So anybody that's in the watershed, anybody that's from the City of Litchfield is welcome to attend that meeting, and it's open to the public. And we hope to have some good information to present at that meeting.
And going to move on now to something else you're doing this month. In March, you have a fish sale as well.
Yeah, we've got our annual fish sale coming up on April 6th. It's going to be at 8 a.m. is when the truck is going to get there. We'll be taking orders up until March 30th. You can access that on our website at montswcd.com, or you can give us a call at 532-3610 extension 3, or email us, get a hold of us, and get an order form to get those in. It's kind of a service that we provide for people here in the county. Our fish sales have been pretty successful over the year. We've had to go to having a spring and a fall fish sale just because our numbers have increased so much. Our current fish supplier bags all of the fish except for the larger catfish, so that makes it pretty convenient. You don't have to bring a lot of pond water or things like that for this fish sale unless you're getting those 8 to 10 inch catfish.
And I know probably the same varieties as offered before, but what fish are available for order?
Yeah, we're going to have the catfish, largemouth bass, black crappie are available in a bag, 100 per bag. The bluegill, a couple different sizes of bluegill, hybrid sunfish, and red ear. And we also have the fathead minnows available and the triploid grass carp. If you've got some aquatic vegetation that you're trying to take care of, those work pretty good for that. So we have a lot of those, all those available. Albino catfish are also another one that we've started offering the last few years that are kind of a favorite of some folks as well. So a lot of different sizes. You know, check out the order form and give us a call if you have any questions. We'd be happy to offer assistance on stocking rates as well. If you have some questions for new ponds or existing ponds that maybe you're wanting to look at putting some more fish in, we can kind of give you an idea of how many you would need.
Anything else that we haven't covered that you'd like to share with us?
No, I think that's about it. We've got a lot of things going on here in the month of March, and I just like to invite everybody out to that NLRS meeting on Monday afternoon. One thing I forgot to mention is there will be CEUs available for our certified crop advisors. There'll be 2 credit hours available for those guys as well in soil and water management. So just another opportunity there for some of those folks.
Chris Reynolds, resource conservationist for the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. And if you're listening and you know of an ag-related event that you think I should know about, send me an email at katie@wsmiradio.com. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show this morning. I'm Katie Bowles.